fear. It's relentless. Millions longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's ministry success has produced a winning book, The Final Demise of Fear, answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in music ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Equipping you daily, fortifying your faith, a source of help and hope for hurting homes and broken hearts. Rod Parsley is anchoring you in the timeless truths of God's Word to propel you forward in victory. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
As always, it is my distinct honor and great joy to welcome you on in to your international broadcast of Breakthrough, where we're in passionate pursuit of eternal souls for the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. And we're on a daily quest every single day to equip, to enable believers in Jesus Christ through the mighty power of God's infallible word. I'm so glad you're there today. You know, God has graced us, you and me, to live in a time that is verifiably pregnant, if you will, with purpose. As the servants of the living God, we've been positioned, not only that, we've been endued by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is greater than any of us have ever begun to imagine, because of the atoning blood. Let me back up and say that again. Everything we have, everything we believe for, every miracle that has transpired in our lives, not the least of which is the saving grace that has given us eternal life and all the blessings of God in this world that pertain to life and godliness. It's all possible only as a result. Hear me. This is a major emphasis today. Let me say that. It's all only made possible and probable by the atoning blood sacrificed by Jesus Christ of Nazareth on Calvary. A glorious, glorious day is just dawning and crowning upon the horizon of all human history. On that day, the trumpet of God, like this shofar, will sound, and you and I will stand circumspectly before our King Jesus. That historic event, which is beyond and beggars description, will make this brief temporal earthly existence pale into insignificance. Psalm chapter 27 and verse 8 shouts from the pages of your Bible and mine, I heard your voice in my heart say, come and seek my face. And my inner being responded, Yahweh, God, I am seeking your face with all my heart. Now, notice something right here. Let me parenthetically insert that the divine prerogative belongs to God. Some people say, I sought the Lord. Well, that wouldn't have been possible unless he bid you to seek him. So therefore, he said, seek my face. And David responded, your face, O God, will I seek. We are, you and me, right now, at this moment, in the great season of tabernacles. Now, I suppose everyone has their favorite of the seven feasts and three feast seasons outlined in our Bibles. Mine is the great season of tabernacles, the head of the year, Rosh Hashanah, that begins with the feast again of trumpets. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? And then it concludes with that great centerpiece, the tremendous day of atonement, the holiest single 24-hour period on God's celestial calendar. It's a time that your Bible teaches us that we are to, in essence, clear the stage of our everyday lives. We are to become intensely focused, ready to crush and dismantle every idol which attempts to stand between us and our Jehovah God. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16 sums the whole thing up for us. Now that we know we have Jesus, the great high priest, ready with access to God himself. Let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a high priest, the Bible says, who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness. He's been through testing. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take mercy. This is God's word. Accept the help. Now, this holy once a year feast season has extraordinary prophetic impact. And listen, it has deep, deep revelation. I've been studying it for 40 years, and every time I do, like the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, it's new every morning, so is the living revelation of the feasts of God. It's a divine invitation. When God requires us, underline that word, requires us, to do something. The blessings of God, you've heard me teach it, preach it, the blessings of God are always contingencies. God says, I will do a thing when you do this thing. We have to do our part, you understand. God forever surrendered his right to act independently in our lives in Genesis 1:27. When you hear the trumpet, dear friend, dear believer, dear partner, it's time to respond, to act in a very decisive manner. When the victory comes, to sound that trumpet again. It's right there in your Bible, all the way back in the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses, the book of Numbers, chapter 10 and verse 10. In the day of your gladness, you shall blow that trumpet over your burnt offerings. You shall blow it over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. that they may be a memorial before your God. Did you catch that? Blow the trumpet, offer an offering, celebrate a memorial before the Lord your God. We are rapidly approaching a sacred appointment, a scheduled set time with our great and magnificent God. This feast season honors the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on that angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary. There, on that cross, he became the atoning sacrifice of the perfect and sinless Lamb of God, which liberated us, freed us from the curse and the bondage of sin. It's so important that you and I celebrate as God has instructed us in his word this one time every calendar year. He said we must appear before him with a significant sacrificial offering. Of course, that's different for everyone. Let me encourage you now to set aside your generous atonement praise offering. I know that for many, many of my partners, my dear friends across America and around the world, it's a praise seed of $50 or a double portion of 50 in each hand, a $100 praise and thanksgiving offering for all that the atoning blood of Jesus Christ has done for you. The time, of course, is short. It's a season, but the command is very, very clear. And so is God's promise. So act quickly. Help me bring in the great, great, great vast harvest of souls. Help me teach and train the body of Christ as we've been doing on Breakthrough for nearly 40 years while there's still time. Now, here's the promise. If the Lord Jesus Christ does not return in the rapture during this season, your Bible promises 7 supernatural outpoured blessings. They're all recorded in Joel chapter 2. Now, you remember every gift, every single gift, large or small, is vitally significant to this soul-winning believer training ministry. Right now, it will also be a great, great blessing, whatever you give today, to our Bridge of Hope missions ministry around the world. I just got a text message before I came into this studio from our partner in another part of the world, in fact, in Uganda, Africa, letting me know, Pastor, here's a picture of another child delivered from sex trafficking. Isn't that something? So please, we want to celebrate the blood of Jesus, his sacrifice, his atoning sacrifice that made it all possible. So call now to give your very best praise offering for the atonement. It's so easy. Just click on rodparsley.com or call that number right there on your screen. Now, I'll be back with a word about, listen to this, I'm going to share it with you, avoiding the tactics of the misinformation propaganda machine. I'm going to do it in just a minute. I'll be right back.
The Day of Atonement is rapidly approaching, and Yom Kippur is by far the holiest day on God's calendar. This is a God-appointed prophetic season when either the Lord will return in the clouds or the windows of heaven will open wide for those who respond with an atonement offering in faith and obedience.
Celebrate as He commanded by October 2nd and don't appear before God empty-handed. Respond today with a double portion offering of $50 or more, and Dr. Parsley will say thank you by sending you his insightful message, The Final Roar, The Questions, The Answers, The End of the Age, along with the companion book, The Final Roar.
For those led by the Spirit to increase their offering to $100 or more, we'll add the powerful five-message series on the book of Revelation, The Last Letter. Specifically created for breakthrough in Israel, this beautiful gold and silver-plated replica of the temple can be a symbolic representation of the atonement in your home. It's our gift to you to recognize your uncommon atonement offering of $1,000 or more.
Please remember, every gift, large or small, honors God and helps this global ministry reach souls. The signposts on the road to Armageddon are in view. Christ could return at any moment.
Call with your atonement offering before October 2nd. Scan the QR code, write, or go to rodparsley.com. Don't miss your opportunity for a double portion blessing.
I believe that we are at this moment living in the final waning chapters, the final moments, if you will, of the church age. The next prophetic event to take place, according to your Bible, will be the great catching away of the church, commonly referred to as the rapture, harpazo, to be snatched away like lightning out of a dark-throated storm cloud. Here it is from 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 13. I would not have you ignorant, brethren. Listen, there is a sinister misinformation propaganda machine going on in the world today against the church of Jesus Christ, whispering for the church to become inclusive. Listen, my friend, the church is not now, nor has it ever been inclusive. They want us to become timid. And I'll remind you, a timid faith will always be intimidated. They want us to preach from what they call an informed gospel. Not to speak up, to hide out like some sort of frightened children in our sanctuaries, to blend in as best we can to the modern culture. Hear this gospel preacher, my dear friend, my covenant partner, shout it with me. The verse of this decade, 57 AD. It comes from Psalm. There it is, chapter 81 and verse 10. Open your mouth with a mighty decree, God said, and I, God, will fulfill it. You'll see. Here it is. The words that you speak, so shall it be. Shall I repeat it for you? God's saying to you right now, open your mouth. Not be silent. Not be driven back. Not be timid. Open your mouth with a mighty decree, and God said, I'll fulfill it. Now you'll see the words that you speak, so shall it be. The living word of God, with all its power, with all of its prophetic impact, must be preached from the pulpits and proclaimed by every true believer. It's a shield against the evil whispers of our defeated adversary. Here's what I know. This is not the time to become a weekend warrior, casual Christian. It's time to rise above the secular, humanistic, false doctrine and rampant mediocrity of the modern church. So be wise, be obedient, be alert. Here's why. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. This is not the time to wonder or wander away from the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What the living God has promised, he will perform. He is faithful. Has he not said it? Shall he not bring it to pass? He is the Holy One who keeps covenant to 1,000 generations. Oh, the great day of atonement is upon us when this one time every year we are commanded to honor the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ with our own praise offering and a worthy sacrifice. As for me, my house, my wife, my children, we pray every day for the soon and imminent return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we already have our atonement offering ready. It's prepared. You know, this could be our final opportunity to obey. And so, during the feast season of Tabernacles. So I'm sure you'll want to do as Joni and I have done. Make it your very best atonement praise offering for the blood of Jesus Christ. Sow it now while your spirit and mind are stirred and agreeing together. And get ready. Oh, my dear friend, get ready to receive a double portion blessing in your life and upon your family. Call. I'd do it right now with your very best gift. Perhaps it's $50, but at this very crucial time, I'm encouraging every one of my friends and partners who can to sow a double portion, $50 in each hand, a $100 atonement praise offering for the blood of Jesus Christ. And as you do, I can't wait to send you some very beautiful and prophetic ministry gifts just to say thank you. For other friends watching today, it could be a $200 seed or a seed wrapped in expectancy and great praise for the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ of $1,000. I know many of my partners wait for this great feast to sow their most significant seeds. But if that's not you, remember, every gift, large or small, is so significant. And I'll be praying for every partner and every friend, believing for God's supernatural blessings of a double portion anointing in 7 different areas to be released into your life.
The Day of Atonement is rapidly approaching, and Yom Kippur is by far the holiest day on God's calendar. This is a God-appointed prophetic season when either the Lord will return in the clouds or the windows of heaven will open wide for those who respond with an atonement offering in faith and obedience.
Celebrate as He commanded by October 2nd, and don't appear before God empty-handed. Respond today with a double portion offering of $50 or more, and Dr. Parsley will say thank you by sending you his insightful message, The Final Roar, The Questions, The Answers, The End of the Age, along with the companion book, The Final Roar.
For those led by the Spirit to increase their offering to $100 or more, we'll add the powerful five-message series on the book of Revelation, The Last Letter. Specifically created for breakthrough in Israel, this beautiful gold and silver-plated replica of the temple can be a symbolic representation of the atonement in your home. It's our gift to you to recognize your uncommon atonement offering of $1,000 or more.
Please remember, every gift, large or small, honors God and helps this global ministry reach souls. The signposts on the road to Armageddon are in view. Christ could return at any moment.
Call with your atonement offering before October 2nd. Scan the QR code, write, or go to rodparsley.com. Don't miss your opportunity for a double portion blessing.
Well, you know, summer's just coming to a close, and if it's been a little while since I've heard from you, would you please take just a moment, sit down and write to me? Joan and I would love to hold your letters in our hands, to intercede before the throne of grace for you, for your family. And then we love to lift our hands in praise when we prayed for your victory. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be serving the Lord with our whole hearts. Now, don't forget, the Breakthrough Prayer Line is available day or night. We're here whenever you need prayer. Put it in your phone. Put it in your speed dial. Put it on your refrigerator. We want to pray with you. I want to pray right now. If your heart is open to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, just pray this with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you today as my Savior. Forgive me of my sins and give me eternal life. If you prayed that prayer with me, there are so many folks ready to pray with you. Just dial that number on your screen or on my social media sites. Just drop a one in the comments. We'll get literature right out to you and be praying for you. You know, there are millions that have not prepared for eternity. And we want to get as many as we can ready. Don't forget, follow me on all my social media sites. Do it now. Come on. Let's see how many we can get. Join me receiving ministry every day on my social media sites. I'll see you next time right here.
Celebrating more than 50 years of soul-winning ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is an outreach of Bridge of Hope. For more information, visit rodparsley.com.